Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 206 block. Well, let's go ahead. And we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready
and
to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
It's subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The African Rio. The poet. The MC. From Gil Scott-Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution, because it will happen clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touchscreens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park Video of the Day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism don't matter and is overrated, we'll run him out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected, book-writing, political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit-and-run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and will use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip-hop. That is hip-hop.
And, of course, welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street. That's music, activism, news. Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, Verse 27. And that man, like I said, that's an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. And, of course, the number here for those looking online, feel free to use that number of 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. I'm going to take the time to get my disclaimers out the way first. Got to get those disclaimers out the way. I want to put out here and let people know, disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any and all info that you'll hear this evening. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. It's an hour-long program, so I'm not sure how long I'll listen, but I will listen. You got my word on that. And number three, last disclaimer so far. You may not want to talk. You may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind hey, I feel like it's always important to hear from the people who call in to 646-478-0944. And like I say, I appreciate all those who listen online. Before I do anything, I have sadly, two of these to read. I'll start with the memorial service that was held the past Monday, last Monday of last week, in loving memory of Anthony A. Spates. Of course, Anthony A. Spates, a.k.a. DJ Besto. 1-9-1972, his home going. He passed on 7-5-2014. And after I read this briefly, I'll go to 216-486 to see what's on your mind. But I just wanted to take the time to say that Anthony A. Spates, hey, the one thing about him was that as a young boy whose gift, passion for music began at a very young age and evolved into a craft and talent that was undeniable. He shared his knowledge and love of music with anyone who asked or listened. Anthony was shy and quiet, but when DJ Besto hit the stage, his presence was anything but shy and quiet. Anthony was passionate about music, art, and his family. He was a loving, passionate, and devoted husband to his wife, Amanda. He was a doting, silly, and proud daddy too. Christopher, Gregory, Anastasia, Anthony, and Jaleesa. His family was everything to him. So we just wanted to throw that out there, give our respects to, of course, Anthony A. Spates, a.k.a. DJ Besto. Brother had an excellent ear for, of course, music, an excellent ear for producing. He was also involved in playing music for MC as well as the B-Boy battles. So I have to put that out there. Before I go to this next phone call, our phone call coming in from the 216-486, it's always good to have people call in. So before I go to 216-486, since I might not get a chance to do this till later on, get this out of the way. Top 10 tracks from a Monday to a Monday, or entertainment companies and all of that. We'll start from number 10 up front and go backwards to, of course, number 1, top 1. So number 10, this Sheriff Kilroy character who's hosting more than expected. Get into that later. Number 9, Ballhead Fred, Kill George Zimmerman. Number 8, OPN Entertainment, more later. Number 7, Solomon Kane, more later on him too. Number 6, Emacs the Image, Varsity Music. Number 5, Kim, K-Y-Y-M, The Thing at Your Mom's Home Going. More of that in just a moment. DJ Dollar Rock, Real Street DJ. Friday night did his cabaret, and Saturday, Mom and Pop Hip Hop's Old School, New School show. Number 3, Request Keep Black House Sounds Rolling in the top 10. And, of course, number 2, by request, even other radio shows wanting to call in about this single, Black People by Queen Nana. And number 1, Mom and Pop Hip Hop, more on that later. Hey, like I say, I'm going to, before I play the next track, see what's going on with this 486 phone number. Got to see what's going on with 486 since you did take the time to call in, and we appreciate that. How is everything out there for you?
Everything's going along quite well, sir, and I'm calling in just to learn so much, and also I'm glad you're going to talk about and let everybody know about Kim's mother, because she was a beloved person, and Kim and all of their family have really supported the hip-hop workshop. And also, I would like to ask you to play Black People, if it's possible. Thank you so much, and I'll sit back and listen.
Thank you so much for that, and I'll tell you what I will do. Whenever people request things, it is sometimes, I will put it like this, it means a lot to me, because when they ask for certain things like news story-wise or what have you, I do my very best to get things to working on that. So with that being said, I'm going to take the time to, of course, let people know that I went to, of course, the homegoing of Sister Kim's mom, which was Rosa Lee Shackerford. Mama Rosa, who was from January the 2nd, 1938, to July 11th, 2014. And, of course, with that being said, it was a beautiful homegoing in itself. Definitely a beautiful homegoing in itself because it was held at Watson's Funeral Home. Silver B did the acknowledgments part of everything. It was beautiful for me to get a chance to at least speak on, I will say, what she meant, that support factor, because Mama Rosa, she was everywhere that her family went. She supported her daughter, and in giving a brief statement about, I would just say that, well, of course, Rosa Lee, who was 76, she did many things, and I mean many, many things. She received an associate's degree in business management at the age of 40, which I find is very beautiful because she never gave up. She never stopped. And after 20 years of service, she retired from the Mahoning County Welfare Department, where she worked as a bilingual case manager. She also worked as a union steward for AFSME, where the first women's solidarity strike took place with a strike on Columbus, Ohio. She had many passions. As a matter of fact, the one thing that I would like to say is that a lot of people talked about her loving to bowl. And, of course, in 1999, she moved to Cleveland, where she began her volunteer work with her daughter, Kimberly Hammond, a.k.a. K-Y-Y-M Kim. And she worked with Sister Kim and children in their home, garage, and driveway, feeding, clothing, and helping to provide families with furniture by the hundreds. And within a month's time, it grew to the thousands after the closing of LTV Steel Mill. Then after that, she, of course, worked tirelessly with, of course, it's now Holy Name Church. At the time, it was St. Timothy Parish. And after that, she set up and organized food, clothing, cooked and served food. And when her daughter became ill, she continued to work and began to deliver food and clothing to several senior centers, including Myrtis Taylor and Zelma George, but also took the time to deliver to seniors and were unable to leave their home. So she's done all of that. They called her a line dance queen because she danced with a group of seniors from Myrtis Taylor, Zelma George, and had the opportunity to, of course, dance for Mayor Jane Campbell, as well as Cleveland's current mayor, Frank Jackson. So that is a beautiful thing. I'm going to now take the time to, of course, see what else can be done here. And I definitely want to just thank people who are calling in while we go on and at least do one of these things that we need to, which is definitely take the time, pay this tribute to, of course, a sister who, like I say, she had to end up doing a lot that day. It's my sister and all of this, Sister Kim. K-Y-Y-M Kim. What you gonna do? And, of course, that was Sister Kim. I had to play her. Definitely rest in peace to her mom, she who had her home go in the past Friday. Of course, Mama Rosa Lee, as well as the fact that, forgot to mention that the one who carried everything throughout also, of course, Sister Journey. Artistry does prevail. Before I get to 216703, followed by the 786 area code 488 phone number, I just want to let people know real quick that Who Has the Power Radio blog talk Mondays at 7:30 p.m. That number for that show is 914-338-0665. You can, of course, if you choose to, you can also become a friend of mine on Facebook or check out what's going on at Alfred Porter Jr., that's J.R. period, that's Alfred Porter Jr., J.R. period, and I need to know what's going on. I'm going to check out what's happening with that 216-703 phone number. How are you? Oh, I'm doing well,
great.
Black House
Sound. Well,
I'm doing excellent.
I just want to know when it comes to the radio station, and when it comes to the black-on-black crime, what's really going on tonight?
Oh, you want to know what's really going on tonight?
Yeah, I want to know what's really going on with black-on-black last Wednesday. What's happening out in the streets, sir?
I'll tell you what. If you hold on to the line, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you what's going on out here in the streets. I definitely have a story for you. Anything that you'd like to add in the meantime and in between time?
Well, in the meantime, I just want to let you know Black on Black is the truth, and Black House Sound is also the truth. And we have a lot of music coming out. Right now I'm with Miss Yolanda, and we're working on some stuff in the studio right now, calling in to the station, and it's nothing but love to voice it. Radio, the truth that always show homage to Black House Sound, and we only can pay it back to them. Other than that, I just calling in to understand how the show going to end tonight. So I'm just excited just to know that you're doing what you're doing, and I'm just positive about what you're doing.
Hey, I appreciate it, and I'll tell you what. I'll get to a story before I even go to that 786 area code because you requested it, and I appreciate you, brother.
I'm loving it. Thank you. Black House Sound.
Black House Sounds. I think that's what that means is for me to get into what's actually happening and what's going on. So with that being said, whoo, in the case of 137 shots, Cuyahoga County prosecutors asked for the judge to remove the lead police union attorney, citing that he has a conflict representing Brillo, who fired 49 out of 137 shots, and five supervisors who faced charges and potential witnesses. Now, a settlement was reached for an undisclosed amount where the city will pay both families of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. Now, just because the family settled the lawsuit, the police and the city are not admitting guilt. It's just the city's way of saying they do not want a prolonged trial where any decision may not go in their favor. Now, the decision to settle the civil case may weigh heavily in the criminal case, which is a hope. Now, unfortunately, the police union and their head, Jeff Fulmer, still backs Brillo and all officers in 137 shots. Now, recently, police officer Charles Locke, who arrested serial killer Anthony Sowell in 2009, was arrested for having sex with a 15-year-old girl and videotaping it. Now, he videotaped all types of sex acts with a 15-year-old girl. Now, I admit that this pervert with a badge deserves to be locked up, and it's a shame that the police union is going to stand up for this slime ball. Hey, wait a minute. Union President Fulmer said the union won't back Locke. Now, rewind that back. The union won't back Locke, but the union will back murderers, but not a pervert? Does this have anything to do with 12 cops being white, cop being Latino, the five sergeants and others who have been through the trial process being white, but Locke is black and all victims are black? I guess the union's job for the police isn't to protect every officer. By the way, taxpayer money was used to pay for the settlement. What I have to do is break down what that settlement means, go into it deeper, and if you haven't heard, yes, there is some conflict over the settlement that came through. Before I get to that 786-488 phone number, because people do still say you don't give enough information, so I want to let people know, should they choose, it's the Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays at 5 to 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. That's newstalkcleveland.com. That's one definite thing there. And, of course, you can Facebook Miss Contagious. Miss Contagious, correct spelling, Bored and Restless Radio. Feel free to mention us on any of these shows, because the one thing that we do is we look out for each other. You know something? I always like when I get these different area codes. So I'm going to the area code of 786-488.
Hey.
What's going on?
How's it going? This is Sister Alanda, the sex wicked one. I am calling first. I want to just say thank you, Brother Al, for keeping hope alive, keeping positivity alive. And, you know, I just want the general listeners to know how hardworking you really are and how dedicated to the people and to the cause you really are. Just in case they don't know, I know firsthand that you don't sleep, and the streets are no longer safe to have chaos and all types of craziness, as long as you, Brother Art McCoy, and people like Black House Sound, Brother LaBelle, GMS, Suave Gotti, Network for Neighborhood Success, Discovering the Beauty Within, and myself is out here. And I want to just let everyone know, if they didn't know, you know, I want to pay homage to somebody that I really love really dearly, and that's my son, Christian Clark, of the Pope. And the young man who started at the age of 15 calling into your show to do his sportscast, and I just want to thank you for helping him to achieve his dreams and his goals of being a live sportscaster and being able to do his thing and to hone in on his genius. And I want to thank you for giving people a home and a place to do their creativity and their artwork. And I just want to let you know that I thank you, and I want the world to know that there's love out here and that we need to start praying for peace, because the world is full of chaos and craziness right now. And let them know that it's real people out here that's doing real things, and even if you can't get in the fight and be on the front lines, just a prayer is more than enough. And do what you
yes.
can do to come in and do your part.
Thank you so much. You just said so much, and I appreciate it. And how can people, like, get in contact with you for things that you do or what have you?
Well, me personally, I'm creating my life story. It's an erotic biography. It's Sexplicit, Same, Sexy, Single, and Celibate. You can like me on Facebook right now. I have a page. It's SEXXPLICIT, and that's on Facebook.
Thank you so much. We appreciate everything that you said, and I'm going to do my best to find a song or two that
I
think of you. Put a request in.
I want to hear that hip hop workshop, and I want to hear I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it.
And you know something? I'm gonna have to look that up for you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Blessings, peace, King. Please, God.
Peace, Queen. Thank you so much. You know, it really makes me feel very, very blessed to do this. So before I do anything else, I want to get to and let people know, since they say I don't put out enough information. Let's see. We'll start with Spitboxes tomorrow. 3327 West 32nd and Sackett at City Break Studio off West 25th Street. Producer and MC battles, as well as Mighty Flo Young and Eddie Hands performing, and Nightbreed and Swag Team, who I and our Spitboxes investors chose the last two, which was, of course, Swag Team and Nightbreed. We chose them at Mom and Pop's Old School Meets New School event. And we are looking forward to, of course, August the 19th. Keep it in mind that August the 19th is a special 269th Spitboxes episode. We might start at 8 p.m., but the Blueprint Barbershop will have a community cookout starting at 3 p.m. featuring a live DJ. So come join us. Same location, 3327 as Unit 2, side by side, the Blueprint Barbershop. So a live DJ, that ought to be a very, very interesting day in itself. And now I get to jump ahead and just mention two small things. That's two small things because people kind of might want to listen and promote their music. So I will say that tonight, SOTC Radio, which is at WCSB Standard Time, 89.3 FM, that's SOTC Radio. And, of course, there's 216 Radio, WCSB.org, Saturday at midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM. And I tell you what, in order of request before we find what was just put out there, one of the earlier phone callers requested this one. We got Black People from Queen Nana. And you're
bad enough
live.
That we've been brainwashed. And they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Payback music.
I feel it changing me. No longer victim of destructive mental slavery. But as a people, we still crabs in a bucket. Hey, somebody gotta say something. And you ever wonder why we're killing each other when in actuality we sisters and brothers? Truth is, nothing is what it seems. Martin Luther had a dream and still remains to be seen. In my opinion, it's time to stop ignorance. Clear up the smoke from our opposing constituents. Check the complexion of the first 43. Were they all actually qualified to sit in the seat? Steve Harvey keeps bringing a spiritual direction during a time such as this. Man, I count it a blessing. Thanks to Michael Bazin for all that you do. Trayvon and Gina Six, just to name a few. Come on.
And of course, you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, that's music, activism, and news. And the number here is 646-478-0944. But I want to also say you can use this number of 646-478-0944. Wednesday nights, Cleveland Standard Time, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, for Hood Talk. International politics broke down to a local level, Emacs and the mindset. And, of course, you can use that same number of 646-478-0944 for Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time for Hood Tunes. That's Music Business 101 with my man Emax. And, of course, I want to take the time let you know about an event or two. And this coming Friday, OPN ENT presents Solomon Kane at Tucker's Casino, 15532 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, hosted by Al Porter Jr., featuring Riff Raff, EC Dre, and more. $5 in advance for tickets, $10 at the door. For booking, tickets, info, you can call 216-269-5214. That's, of course, 216-269-5214. And I do want to also throw out the fact that this is an honor for the next one that's coming up, this next announcement. Hey, and you wonder why I say have things together at the beginning of the show to take down info. Urban Survival, ENT, and A1 Movement presents the Stop the Violence Rally Clyde Drive this Sunday, July 27th from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. starting at East 153rd Kinsman. Free food and refreshments served. Live entertainment, face painting, also being sponsored by Black on Black Crime Incorporated and many others. It's a blessing to have been asked to do that. So I'm very thankful for that one. As a matter of fact, before I get to anything else, got to go back. I mean back, way back in time. Well, not really. I just want to go back to, of course, the past week, like last Monday, because in Cleveland, because of the war in Gaza, due in part to the Palestinians not having an Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, you know, as Martin Luther King Jr. would say, an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. So in keeping with that philosophy, that's why I had joined the Palestinian protest downtown at Public Square for the second time. It happened in a three-day period. Now, it was very interesting that three days prior, you had 500 Palestinians protest the American Israel Public, aka the second largest lobbying group in the U.S. Okay, so you know, AIPAC, all right. But Channel 3, 5, 8 didn't cover it at all. Channel 3 came in, did an interview, didn't play it, all right. Channel 19 interviewed the lobbyists and dubbed the 500 who were out there as angry protesters. Now, this upsets those who were out the first time. That's why they came out with 800 to 1,000 people last Monday for not reporting the news right. Now, in other words, the situation was so important that a group of angry Arabs at a moment's notice, think about it, Palestinians brought 1,000 people downtown because they knew that if it had been blacks, Latinos, gays, anybody, could have been 500 little people. Can't use the word midget anymore. So if it had been 500 people deep, the media would have covered the story. Now, along with Don Bryant, I personally spoke on how the U.S. jumped on Noriega, Gaddafi, Hussein, and Putin for unfairly or one-sidedly beating down an opponent, but was quiet on the Israeli conflict in Gaza. Very quiet on Gaza. Interesting. I was still stunned at how they got almost 1,000 people in 3 days to march from Public Square to Channel 19 and Channel 3. But Brother Abbas said it best, that it was every Palestinian's duty to be there and represent themselves. Maybe that's the lesson that we should learn from 137 shots to red light, speed light cameras. That is apparently what is needed in order for us to be successful. We have to believe that it's our duty to stand up and stop any threat, no matter how big or small. You know, with that being said, I'm going to get down off my soapbox because I've been on my soapbox a little bit too much. I will take the time before I play the next song that was requested to say that, of course, Mondays, 2 a.m., The Butter Show. The Butters, WRUW.org, Cleveland Standard Time, 91.1 FM. And on that note, since they requested it, let's put on this theme song from Black House Sounds, the Hip Hop Workshop theme. Be right back to you shortly.
Black House Sound B, man, it's the web for the Hip Hop Workshop. You know what I'm saying? That worked out. Gotta pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the Hip Hop Workshop. It be the Hip Hop Workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. How we work. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back. Until we work. I'm on a different channel. Until we work. Got Motley spitting verses. Until we work. Motley music surfing. Look like no commercial. Show when they claim my group was so controversial. Show before my sailor flow. Dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, off the court was letting them know. Black on black crime. East Cleveland Fest, we going down. The rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop help you use your mind. On the day we grind. Too many snakes to promote us. That's why I got it. Said they keep us off and taking over. Cleveland talent is cold. Intel opening up his doors. So Cleveland hip hop awards. You think I learned about third boy? We don't support Cleveland artists. In which you so concerned for? None of you wanna try to show people become a third boy. Workshop, it be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work. How we put them lyrics on the bag? Do we work? It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip. Workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the page. We work out.
Easy Neighborhood, Ping Pong, and Chef House. That's where the hip-hop workshop started out. Design of a decade, 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. Much first hip-hop show at the Easy Theater. The first hip-hop show at the Calling Post building. Our photos made the plane dealer many times. Many Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, popping wheelies in his wheelchair. After Real, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Maluka filmed the show. Remember Londi, Brandon, and Josh Soul. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and beat a vector thoroughbred. It's time to go back, back into rhyme, back to the future, back into time. Truth Cap Space 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's Bald Head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Dollhouse Dog. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for all Dex DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The terror flows from Chemical Ali. Big Queen of Star would sing R&B. Queen of Sue and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. We put them lyrics on the statue. We work out. It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the statue. We work out.
When I first started out, I simply tripped down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, when Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress. Cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep phone flowing, whatever time from 10-08, man just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man that's love I'm showing. Because they savage on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive, 137 shots. That's why I stay such a freaking high side. From crooks and cops, hip hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the statue. We work out. It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the statue. We work out.
Al Porter, Man in the Streets, 646-478-0944 for those listening online who want to be brave to call in. Before I get to the 216-799 phone number, I want to let people know that there's a birthday party coming up this Friday evening for my big brother John Barbarino, a.k.a. JB from EC, who was on my first professional CD called Band from My City. He will celebrate this Friday at Jackie's Party Center. That's 1990 Noble Road in East Cleveland. Gotta say, of course, happy birthday in advance to my big brother, John Barbarino. And also in doing that, I want to thank everyone who took the time to show up to the Red Light Speed Light Lake Erie Tea Party, or should I say the Lake Erie Ticket Party, as in Red Light Speed Lights, as we shredded tickets and dumped tea, a.k.a. the tickets, you know, towards East 9th Street Pier in front of the media. I thank the BMA, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Ronnie B from 1008 Vision, Hip Hop Workshop, people who came through, Pastors Thompson, and others who showed. 10,000 signatures have been collected, where as only 6,000 are needed, but you have to think about the fact that some will be thrown out to get it on the ballot. And for those who wish to continue the petition drive, feel free to come out on Wednesdays, 14715 Euclid Avenue, 14715 Euclid Avenue, at 7 p.m. to our Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings, as we continue to deal with the unfair taxation without representation, where instead of being able to take your tickets and fight them in front of a municipal court judge, instead of fighting in front of that judge, you have to go in front of a quote-unquote officer. The officer who would probably side with the city instead of being able to argue in front of a court, which is your constitutional right. With that being said, just to had to throw a couple of those things out there before I go to 216-799. How are you this evening?
I am great this evening. How are you?
I'm doing well.
It's
good to hear your voice and tell us what is going on for you.
Well, I'm enjoying your show and getting all this good information that I didn't know. I like hearing that. Right now, I'm just singing around town, giving some of the community some love and on some of the festivals.
Okay, then. Thank you so much for that. Anything coming up for you?
Oh, let's see. For me, it would be Glenville Festival.
Uh-oh, is that the same Glenville Festival on August the 9th where the Kinsman Dazz Band, Big Moochie from 71 North, and you're telling me you're a part of it?
Yes, I'm a little part of it.
You're a little part of it. Okay, then. Well, thank you for letting us know that, because you're a little part of it with a very powerful voice.
Thank you. That's what I saw Silver B last night.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, I was about to, and that's great. You know, I have a story coming up concerning Silver B in the mix.
In the mix.
From the, of course, Silver B's Edutainment Royalty Roundtable on a Thursday evening, voiceofradio.com, which is, of course, I believe, from 7 to 8 p.m. So with that being said, congratulations on that, and
I'll continue to look at
your post. And as you find out, like, time, stage, all of that, that way we can keep up to date with what's going on with you. And definitely come through and support you.
Oh, well, thank you. It's good listening to you, man in the street. I love it. Thank you so much for all this good information and staying out there fighting for us. And I plan to join you on the sideline soon.
Hey, I appreciate that so much. And thanks again for the call in. We do appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Talk
to
you soon.
No problem.
God bless
you
everybody.
Too. God bless you,
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
You know, I really appreciate phone calls like that because she stays busy. And Sister Debonise Bird, now, if you haven't heard her sing, you have to. You really do have to. That's going to be an excellent performance. As a matter of fact, before I do anything else, I want to take the time to at least thank many of the people out there. I have to thank many of the people out there because voiceitradio.com's Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop, which made it in the top 100 worldwide on the MixLR. That means for people who went back to listen, they had made it in the top 100 worldwide MixLR for the July 14th episode. What will happen this Thursday? 3 to 4 p.m., voiceofradio.com. Where will we place? Hey, be a part of it. Find out. We just want to say, and I have to humbly thank the creator. I'll thank my mom for staying behind me all these years, and thank you all out there for your support. But right now, you're definitely listening to, of course, blogtalkradio.com. I thank my man, Emax the Image, who gave me the first chance to be on radio, to grow my wings, so to speak, and learn under him. I appreciate him producing Man in the Streets, Music Activism News, Varsity Music. And, of course, I can say I appreciate, definitely appreciate, none other than, of course, Brother Art McCoy. I get a chance to do production work on his show. And also, since I said Silver B name in the mix, this particular story may not be that nice for people, but it's a reality show. deal with it. I want to start off by saying I'm thankful. Thankful to Mom and Pop Hip Hop for allowing me to host DJ Dollar Rock, the spin music at the Old School Meets New School event featuring Solomon Kane. Also, Boogie and Cree, Red Stripe and the Mutants of the Rhythm Room, Indica Spit, Riff Raff, the real Riff Raff, Stone the Butcher, Osage the Wildebeest, my man Suave Gotti, and the legends, G-Wiz, and of course, LS Royal. Those two legend names right there, G-Wiz and LS Royal. Now, when I first started doing hip-hop as an artist, 1998 to 2004, after going on Lawrence Daniel Caswell's show, Silk Kelly, who's now in Columbus, the super promoter, Silk Kelly, gave me tips on other shows, and I followed through. That's part of hip-hop, being creative, looking for things. If somebody gives you a tip, jump right on it, because it was Brother Silk who told me about SOTC Radio, told me about Urban Lullabies, told me about the legendary, of course, hip-hop and R&B on the 216 block. So follow me on these right now. So he gave me tips that I followed through on. That's hip-hop, being creative in your career. So imagine my surprise when I announced my radio shows that I have, as well as Silver B's radio show, and no one came forward with flyers, business cards, or CDs, including artists who have never been on my radio program or any other program. I'm sure they haven't been on any other program. Now, my thing is, I have to give a shout-out to Silver B, who gave me a thumbs-up for my hosting. Now, Beat Effect came up with material, had material in hand. Maybe that's why he's well-respected and been a guest on many shows as I addressed the crowd. And what I told the crowd was, we have more college, internet, and independent radio where artists can get international exposure instead of chasing 9, or Radio None, one, or Career. Now, as host, I knew to be at the event at 8:30 p.m. since the show was starting between 9:30 and 10. But apparently, we had too many male and female superstars who showed up late, causing the show to run late. So, of course, people who were there early on broke camp, you know, at certain times, like fans and others who came through. And it was sad because Mom and Pop Slim Jim did an excellent, outstanding job of getting the talent together, also did an outstanding job giving tribute to DJ Best, though, and I feel that when it came down to it, some of our quote-unquote artists didn't do what they were supposed to do. If they had, instead of quote-unquote faking like male and female divas, they would be in a lot place right now, and that's just a personal perspective from Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, and News. And I want to say again, I thank you all for tuning in because you didn't have to, and I appreciate that. Before I play this request that, of course, I received, I just want to point out, since I have the time, that Sundays on the 1 at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, that's WRUW.org, 91.1 FM, Jazz, Funk, Rare Grooves. Definitely had to point that show out because that is like some nice music right there. I also want to say I thank you all again for tuning in. No matter what activity you make it out to, please be careful, stay safe, be blessed. As a matter of fact, like I said before, I know I have some personal issues and problems, but the thing is, I definitely have to continue to grow and move on with it. Those are things that I'm doing because I cannot help anybody else if I'm not out there at least helping Alfred Porter Jr. at the same time. So, man, I'm beginning to sound too much like Silver B in the mix. Wow, do I hang around with him a lot. Shout out to, of course, DJ Dollar Rock from the Hip Hop Workshop. This next song is a classic because it features the classic R&B voice of my man Emax the Image from, of course, Varsity Music. Anybody else have anything else to say? I look forward to you all tuning in next week. For those who chose to just call and listen in, I respect that. I appreciate that. On behalf of course, blogtalkradio.com's Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, and News. Catch you all later on this week using those same phone numbers with my man Emax, the Image and the Mindset. Everybody stay up. As a matter of fact, let's hear the requested track, Concord, Sheriff Kilroy. Peace.
Varsity Music, Emax the Image. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me, that means royalty, we built a legacy. All hail Caligula, leave that fool alone, he settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne, armor of God, plus a flaming sword, shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire, it was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard, but I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. The Conqueror, thanks those with Dynasty, Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Squish Fam, CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 Wouldn't you like to see it? You know, wouldn't you like to see it? Yeah. Doing it.